God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Tonight, Katie Erickson's my guest. Thanks for being here, Katie. How about if I turn your mic
on?
It's
even better if you let me talk to
that's
people.
Right, that's right. Friends, again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. We're going to get into, well, the books of Kings, the books of Chronicles, sort of, kind of.
We're mostly just going to talk about one king, and his story is pretty much in 2 Kings 13.
So we're going to be in 2 Kings tonight.
Yes, we are.
And friends, again, Katie, if you could just kind of brief overview. You've been going through.
So I'm looking chronologically at the kings of the divided kingdom of Israel and Judah.
Right, absolutely. And we're going to look at a king of Judah or a king of Israel tonight.
We're looking at a king of Israel. So you know he's going to be evil.
That's right. Why do we know that? Let's help our listeners know why you know a king from Israel is evil, meaning of the divided kingdom.
Sure. So basically, because all of them were evil. You can read about any king of the nation of Israel, with one minor exception, Jehu, who's actually the king before the one we're going to talk about tonight. Jehu actually started out pretty good. Like, he was almost following God, okay. And then just things, you know, went bad and things went evil. So other than Jehu starting out good, the rest of the kings of Israel they started out evil, they ended their reign evil, and it was just all lots of evil.
Right. And that's typically what took place, basically. So, again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And, Katie, let's just jump right into it.
All right. So, the king of Israel that we are talking about tonight, I feel like I should ask Jason to say his name.
No, you don't want me to say his name.
He just can't pronounce this one. It's Jehoahaz. And Jason's been struggling with that. He's like, who are
we
talking about?
I'm rolling my eyes right now.
He is, yes. So we're going to look at Jehoahaz.
Jehoahaz. Hey, I said it.
Good job. All right. Finally, on the air, he gets it. So he was the son of King Jehu, and he took over the kingdom after his father died, which is often how the kings would, you know, take over the kingdom like that. So Jehoahaz became king when King Joash was ruling in Judah, and it was the same year, coincidentally, that Joash began fixing up the temple in Judah. Now, Jehoahaz, of course, was a king of Israel. And just like every other king of the northern kingdom of Israel, as it says in 2 Kings 13, verse 2, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord by following the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to commit, and he did not turn away from them. So because of that continued disobedience.
You know, before we move on, I just want to say this, okay? Because I find that really interesting. And he did not turn away from them. Okay, friends, look. Let's say you're down a path that's not good. We're just going to go there, okay? You're down a path and you know, okay, I've been making some bad choices. Look, you can choose to say, okay, I confess my sin. I ask for forgiveness. God will give you forgiveness. And then repent. And then go down his path. I say that because these kings chose evil. They literally were like, you know what? Thumbing my nose at God, don't care. I'm doing my own thing. And so I find that really interesting that it says that.
Right, because just because they inherited evil, so to speak, you know, the nation was worshiping idols and disobeying God and all that.
Correct.
Just because they inherited that doesn't mean they had to continue it.
Right, but we need to understand we do what God wants us to do. Generally, and I'm not saying always, generally there are, well, good benefits. We decide to go against God and his ways. There are negative consequences, and that's what we can learn and grow in the Lord. Now, this guy, Jehoahu, no, I'm wrong, Jehoahaz.
Jehoahaz.
Oh, man, I almost had it.
So close.
Jehoahaz. Now, the Bible is clear. He chose to go the wrong way. So there's, straight up, there's going to be negative consequences, whether they're immediate or not. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, they were. That's where we're going.
Okay, well, let's go for it.
All right, so because of his continued disobedience to God with the nation of Israel, God allowed the Arameans to oppress Israel. And not just one king of Aram, but two of them, King Hazael and his son Ben-Hadad, both were oppressing the nation of Israel through their nation of Aram. So the oppression of the Arameans got so bad that King Jehoahaz actually cried out to God for relief.
Amazing, really?
Right? Yep. He at least started. He cried out to God. And a few verses later, we read how bad it got. Israel was down to 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 soldiers. Now, for comparison, wow. back in the days of King Ahab, he could easily round up 2,000 chariots. And they were down to 10 chariots, 50 horsemen, 10,000 soldiers. Stuff was getting pretty bad. So God allowed the Arameans to basically cripple the military forces of Israel because of their continued disobedience. So Jehoahaz was the 11th king of the northern kingdom, and really not one of them had actually honored God and encouraged the nation to follow him. So it was about time for some bad consequences going on here. So after King Jehoahaz cried out to God, we see in 2 Kings 13, verse 5, it says that the Lord provided a deliverer for Israel, and they escaped from the power of Aram. So the Israelites lived in their own homes as they had before. Now, the great question is, who was this deliverer?
I actually was just going to ask you.
I figured you were. And you know what the answer is? We have no idea.
Oh, man.
The text gives no indication of who this deliverer
You're
was.
You're kidding.
No, I'm completely serious. Look it up, 2 Kings 13. There's nothing in there. I couldn't find anything.
So it just says there's a deliverer and nothing.
The Lord provided a deliverer for Israel.
And
that's it. That's all we get.
So, okay, so deliver, but no, like, actions or anything? Just
that's it.
No.
Go look it up, 2 Kings 13.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, there's speculation.
What
you
does
know?
That even mean?
Right? Well, I mean, perhaps it was someone from within Israel, maybe a prophet of some sort, maybe someone from outside the nation. We have no idea. But the fact of the matter is, remember, the king cried out to God because the oppression was so bad. Right. God heard their cries and delivered them from the oppression of the Arameans. So even though King Jehoahaz was like super evil and did not choose to turn away from that, when he cried out to God, God still answered and helped the nation of Israel because he still loved them. They're still his people. But they needed to experience some consequences. So they did. But then mystery deliverer swoops in and saves the day.
You know, what's coming to my mind right now actually is the account of Jonah. I'm not trying to do a rabbit trail here, friends. I'm just, when Jonah came and he told the people of Nineveh, hey, you've got to turn from evil and wicked ways. The king of Nineveh was like, okay. And they cried out to God and basically, they were delivered.
Yeah, exactly. And then Jonah got mad about it.
Right.
You know.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that that's so similar. Now, the Ninevites ended up being bad again, but...
Well, so did Israel. That's
right,
where the story goes next.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, it's very similar.
It is, yeah. Yeah, so you know, they cry out to God. You know, they're all mad and everything. They cry out to God. God sends this mystery deliverer. They get delivered. And how did Israel respond to God's deliverance? Well, the next verse says, but they did not turn away from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, which he had caused Israel to commit. They continued in them. Also, the Asherah pole remained standing in Samaria.
And that is super serious.
Yes. So they cried out to God, God delivered them, and they thanked him by continuing to worship false gods, including Asherah.
Right. And it, you know, talk about this on this program all the time. Go read 1 John 5, 1 through 5 to understand what loving God really is. Friends, loving God is keeping his commands, keeping the commandments he's given. That's truly loving God. Obviously, these people cried out. I mean, it almost sounds like, you know, hey, I need fire insurance. Help me out here. And they got help and weren't thankful.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly how it was. You know, God delivers them from this terrible oppression. You know, we don't know the details of that deliverance, but the fact is they were delivered from it. And then, yeah, they thank him by basically not changing anything in their lives. So they just went back to worshiping all of these false gods. And
this idea of, you know, okay, we want to go God's way, but not really. We just want to be delivered. Help us. And we're going to continue doing what we're doing. And some of you are going to not get this connection to this fast cast, but that is okay. I'll explain it when we come back. Again, my name is Jason Mazurek, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host, Jason Mazurek.
We've almost all heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Most hearing this probably even think that this is not only true, but you're probably thinking it's a great encouraging saying. Well, friends, please bear with me as I tell you not so much. You see, years ago, I was discipled and mentored by a pastor for almost 15 months who seriously challenged me in my thinking with this phrase. He allowed me to not only make the claim to defend this phrase, but then he allowed me to give him what I perceived as a good argument for it. second. He looked at me and put his hands up and said, ah, in frustration. And I was like, what? Well, my mentor went on to tell me about how his daughter had been a missionary in Africa and how she had seen this African proverb actually play out in the real world. If you want to get more into this, go check out our blog post titled, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child?
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I bring this fast cast up only because I think it really fit for the one saying, oh, but you know, maybe people can help that are not the parents. Absolutely, we can. But ultimately, the responsibility is the parents' responsibility. Now, how does this all connect? Well, friends, this king decided, I'm going to do what I want, the people of Israel. We're going to do what we want and cry out to God for help. And then when the help really comes, they decide we're going to keep doing our own thing anyway, and we don't care. So parents, we need to be raising our children in God's ways. I encourage you to do that so much. And if someone comes into your life, into your child's life, who's not, well, going God's way, you need to be responsible. It is your duty that God has given to you to stop that person from sinking into your child's life with falsehoods. And again, I know that drives some people listening crazy too, because they'll say, well, we need to all just, oh, experience so much. Well, yes and no. If it's evil, no, don't introduce it. We need to hear the voice of God and obey in everything we do. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name's Jason Dzurek, your host for the program. Kitty Erickson's still here with me. Don't worry, she hasn't left.
Still here.
So with this, and I'm going to get the name wrong again, so I'm not even going to say it. King J.
Which is like half the kings, yeah. Their names start with J in English.
So with him, let's just keep going, because it says that God sent a deliverer, and not just the king, but even the people didn't seem to care, because they just continued on their evil ways.
Exactly. They all just continued in their sin after God delivered them. And we really don't know anything else about Jehoahaz and his 17-year reign over the king of Israel. His death was likely just from old age, nothing dramatic there. Yep, 2 Kings 13:9 reports that Jehoahaz rested with his ancestors and was buried in Samaria, and Jehoash, his son, succeeded him as king.
And that's it?
Yep, that's the end of him.
Wow.
Yep, basically, they reported how he cried out to God, God delivered, and then they were like, okay, we don't care, moving on. And that was the end of King Jehoahaz.
Okay.
So, I mean, he reigned for 17 years, but that's all that was worthy of being recorded in the scriptures.
That's amazing.
Him. Yes. But King Jehoahaz's reign has similarities with his father Jehu's reign. So King Jehu followed God in some aspects of his reign, but he also did not make a great effort to be obedient to God. He still allowed some idolatry to happen, though he did get rid of a large part of it by destroying the temple of Baal and all his prophets. And just like that, King Jehoahaz did cry out to God for help, and God delivered the nation. But then Jehoahaz continued to allow the people to worship idols instead of the one true God. So the events of King Jehoahaz's reign are also reminiscent of the time period of the judges for the nation of Israel, which was before the era of the kings, you know, before the kingdom was divided, all of that. So in the time period, so this cycle kept continuing in the book of Judges. But in the difference is, in the time of Judges, the nation of Israel would often recognize God as their deliverer, or at least the one who provided the deliverance. And then they would turn back to him for a time. Mm. So under King Jehoahaz, however, Israel did not do that. They accepted the deliverance and then continued to worship false gods, not even recognizing God as the source of their deliverance. And you may be wondering, what's the difference? Well, the difference is their leadership. The leaders in the time of the judges were leaders of God who were obedient to what God commanded them, whereas King Jehoahaz committed idolatry, just like all the kings of the northern kingdom who went before him and came after him. He did not break the pattern established for the nation. And so goes the leader, so goes the nation. So when they had the time of the judges and they had these good godly leaders, that was a way for the nation to at least move to the next step of their cycle and have that time of obeying and worshiping God before they got complacent and then fell into sin again. Mm-hmm. Whereas under these evil kings of Israel, they just kept up in the disobedience. And if they saw God do anything for them, like this deliverance during this time, well, they just said, okay, that's nice, and just moved right on, didn't actually change their lives. Maybe God needed the deliverance from. God is always worthy of our praise and honor simply because of who he is, but he is especially worthy of it when he delivers us from difficult situations. So we need to focus our lives on praising God, whether he's delivered us or hasn't delivered us quite yet. No matter what we're experiencing, we need to focus on him and turn our lives toward him.
You know, I want to ask you a question here regarding what you just stated, because you made a comment that they didn't change their ways. Why is that so important?
Well, we always have that choice to either obey God with our lives or disobey him. And that's always the choice that we have. No matter how evil you may be or how many sins you have committed, we always have that choice to change our lives.
So I'm going to just, if you will, quote unquote, play devil's advocate here. But Katie, God is a God of love and he gives us grace. So why do I have to change?
Well, let's see. Go read some Romans 6. Just because we have grace, should we keep on sinning? By no means. Part of recognizing God's gift of grace to us is realizing that we don't deserve that grace. And so God has every right to not give us that grace. Like with these kings of Israel, how God was like, all right, you've been disobedient, you know, for long enough. It's time for some negative consequences.
Might actually be good.
They can be, depending on what we do with them. If we learn and grow from those things, then yes, they are very good things. If we go through something difficult and realize, you know, I don't want to do that again. I should change my life and focus more on God and what he wants me to do with my life. Then yes, going through those difficulties are a very good thing for our lives.
So friends, I just want to encourage you to really think about that for your own life. Think about that. Parents, I'm just going to challenge you. Think about that for your children's lives. If you just keep taking away the consequences of bad actions, or you treat them in a way of you'd never discipline them, like ever. Friends, that's going to end up leading to, well, massive problems. So I just want to encourage you to truly love your children, love those around you. And friends, love doesn't mean lack of pain sometimes. Sometimes that's part of the deal. Even in God's way, meaning the way God treats us, that's there to help us learn and grow in him, and learn and grow as a person. If we just keep going down the path of sin, there's no growth. It really, you're putting yourself in a cage even more, and you don't even see it. So I just want to encourage you to really think about that tonight. And we'll have a quick fast cast here. And Katie, I'm going to probably end up giving you one of the last words, if that's all right tonight. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
Awesome. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
As we begin this fast cast today, I'd like to direct you to our The Foundation Matters series. I'd like you to consider a very important word today from George Washington. Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. Friends, that's a quote from George Washington. Also, Ecclesiastes 1:9, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. You find that in Ecclesiastes 1:9. I want to direct you to our blog post titled Being Good Without God.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
Have you ever been so busy that you don't know which way is up or down? Have you ever been so busy for the kingdom of God that you are actually not doing much earthly good? You're busy running church or school activities, or trying to do your homework in order to please your teachers and family with good grades. Or maybe you're just busy trying to get into that perfect college, or busy with your job. Now, don't get me wrong. Being busy isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can, however, divert our focus away from God and his desires for your life. To dig more into this, find my blog post, which is titled, God's Will or My Dream.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. As we wrap up tonight, just wanted to remind all of you, November 14th, we'll be releasing one of our brand new resources from Katie Erickson on, well, it'll be in paperback or Kindle. It's titled The Teacher. You want to share a little bit about that, Katie?
I would like to. It is called The Teacher, A Study Guide Through Ecclesiastes. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a study guide through the book of Ecclesiastes. So you may be wondering, who is the teacher? What wisdom can we learn from the teacher? And is everything under the sun truly meaningless? Because the book of Ecclesiastes may be known for being depressing and meaningless. But as we journey through this book, you can find out for yourself what it really contains. You can be encouraged to find meaning in your own life through the wisdom of the teacher. So that is going to be published through Worldview Warriors Publishing on November 14th. You'll be able to find that on November 14th at worldviewwarriors.org. But until then, if you need something to read, I would encourage you to check out another book that I wrote through Worldview Warriors Publishing. It's called God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges. Do you ever feel like your life is a cycle of turning away from God, messing up, pleading with God for rescue, then turning back to Him? Well, God's chosen people of Israel experienced this same cycle many times throughout the book of Judges. And in this book, again, God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges, you can learn about the ups and downs and the life lessons that the people of Israel learned through this time period. And you can see how these lessons apply to your life as a follower of Jesus Christ today.
Absolutely. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at...
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will break your gates. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.
We'd like to thank our sponsors for this hour. For Do Not Keep Silent, Outland Insurance Agency, located in Upper Sandusky and Tiffin, 419-294-4511 in Upper Sandusky. In Tiffin, the telephone number is 419-447-7812.
And our thanks also goes out to sponsor Dr. Tony Arnold, optometrist of Upper Sandusky. He is located at 97 Hop Drive, Suite C. Dr. Arnold's office opens at 8 a.m., closing at 5 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and 6 p.m. on Tuesday and noon on Thursday and Saturday. His phone number is 419-294-3243 for Dr. Tony Arnold.
And you are listening to New Vision FM 90.1 WXML in Upper Sandusky, the 24-hour Christian voice of Northwest Ohio.
Can you believe this traffic?
I wonder what the holdup is.
It's probably somebody going too slow, holding the rest of us up.
It's okay. It's not the end of the world.
I think it might be worse than we thought.
Well, maybe we should pray.
Pray for what? The traffic jam?
Well, for whoever they're going to help. My friend told me she taught her kids to pray every time they heard a siren. I think they called it a prayer reminder.
That's kind of cool.
Now when I hear a siren, it reminds me to pray for my OMS missionary friend in Africa.
What, do they have traffic jams there, too?
Yeah, and something else called roadblocks. I pray for safety because he said people can often become angry and violent.
I'm glad our traffic isn't like that.
Having a prayer reminder has helped me to pray more often. Things like turning on the water, TV commercials, even buckling my seatbelt reminds me to pray.
Sam, why don't we pray right now?
You can help complete the One Mission through your prayers. For more information, visit onemissionsociety.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Emergency room visits by adult sexual assault victims have skyrocketed in recent decades. In what's described as a landmark study published Thursday, researchers reported that ER visits by adults who were sexually assaulted shot up from around 3,600 in 2006 to more than 55,000 by 2019. A surge in respiratory illnesses among children is starting to put a strain on hospitals. The CDC reports cases of the virus known as RSV are now climbing in at least 32 states. Texas AG Ken Paxton is suing Google for allegedly collecting facial and voice data without users' consent and turning millions of Texans into unwitting cash cows being milked by Google for profits. Attorney General Ken Paxton speaks about the lawsuit on Fox Business.
We have laws in Texas that prevent companies like Google from stealing your facial geometry, basically how your face looks, and also voice prints. And they've clearly violated this law since 2015. And we're going to stop them and we're going to hold them accountable. They're taking this information and you can't get it back.
New details are coming out regarding the aftermath of Elon Musk's
recent private convention. Elon Musk told prospective investors in his deal to buy Twitter that he planned to let go nearly 75% of the social media company's 7,500 workers. While job cuts have been expected regardless of the sale, the extent of Musk's planned cuts are far more than anything
From the National Weather Service with the NewVision FM forecast for this evening, mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy, lows around 50, winds bow the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny with high in the mid-70s, and then on Monday, mostly sunny in the morning, becoming partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. NewVision FM thanks Watch Communications out of Lima for their support of this Christian ministry. Their phone number is 800-589-3837 or 419-999-2824. Their website is watchcom, and that's spelled COMM.net. Again, that's watchcom.net.
A kaleidoscope. It brings bold colors and mixes them with shapes and light. The result is something new. Every time you take a look, our programming is designed to take the bold colors of God's Word that shines His light and reshapes lives. There's something new every time you listen. When you help us financially, you share God's Word for life. New Vision FM. More music, more ministry.
Online
at donotkeepsilent.com.